Hello, everyone, and welcome to Colbún's third quarter 2015 conference call. My name is Sebastián Moraga. I am the CFO of the company, and joining me today is Miguel Alarcón, our Head of Investor Relations, and María Elena Palma, also members of the investor team. I hope that you have received our third quarter press release and our results review presentation that we have prepared to complement the analysis of our figures. Otherwise, you can download them in the investor section of our website. Agenda for today on slide two is as follows. We will begin talking about the relevant highlights of the quarter to then analyze in detail the quarter's results. After that, we will give you an update on our growth opportunities and recent events. Following the presentation, there will be time to participate in a Q&A session, and questions will be accepted in either English or Spanish. Now, please go to slide number three to review some highlights of this quarter. First, revenues for third quarter of 2015 totaled $337 million, down by 4% compared to quarter of last year, mainly explained by lower income from customers under contract, partially offset by higher sales of energy and power in the spot market, and a non-recurring income of $21.5 million as a result of the insurance compensation for loss of profit due to the failure of Blanco Power Plant back in January 2014. Remember that this power plant is back in operation since February of this year. Second, this quarter, we posted an EBITDA of $181 million and 55% higher than the EBITDA of $117 million in third quarter of last year. This third quarter showed favorable hydrological conditions and increased thermal generation with natural gas at a competitive cost when compared to the last quarter of last year. Average thermal generation cost decreased by 45%, and this quarter, the EBITDA includes the loss of profit associated to Blanco Power Plant already mentioned. Third, hydro generation during third quarter of this year was 5% lower than in the third quarter of last year. Although the availability of hydro facilities was 96%, in line with last year, the decrease responds to lower dispatch of our reservoir units. Rainfalls for the quarter were higher than in 2014 and even better than those of an average year in the relevant basis for Colbún. However, hydro generation was lower than in the third quarter of last year, explained in part by a delayed rainy season, which started in July, in the Maule and the Biobío basins, while in 2014, the rainy season in this basin started in the month of June. Fourth, the company was able to meet 87% of its commercial commitment with baseload capacity, that is hydro and coal, higher than the 82% figure in the third quarter of 2014. The remaining commitments were supplied with natural gas generation. Considering the terms negotiated by the company of current gas supply agreements, this source of fuel represents a cost-efficient generation source. Both quarters under review show an appropriate commercial policy in terms of balance between contractual commitment and efficient generation output. Net income of $76 million registered in the third quarter of 2015, which positively compares with the $18 million profit of the third quarter of 2014. This increase is mainly explained by higher operational results and due to the insurance payment related to Blanco Power Plant failure already mentioned. Finally, financial investments reached almost $1.1 billion at the end of this quarter, while net debt decreased to $780 million. Now I will turn to María Elena, who will speak about the main drivers of last quarter results operations.
Thank you, Sebastián, and hello to everyone. Please move to slide number five for a review of the main financial figures of this quarter, starting with a physical sales and generation balance analysis. I would like to start by saying that overall, when comparing to the third quarter this year to last year, this quarter had lower power demand from customers under contract, partially offset by higher sales to the spot market. Also, sales were supplied with lower hydro generation, which was largely offset by higher thermal generation with natural gas at a competitive cost. energy sales volumes to customers under power purchase agreements during this quarter reached 2,741 gigawatt-hours, 10% lower than the same period of the previous year, mainly explained by the expiry of two contracts. First, the CONAPE contract in April this year, and second, the Codelco backup contract, which was partially compensated by a new contract with Codelco that began in January of this year. Additionally, sales reduction is explained by lower customer demand. Colbún recorded net sales in the spot market of 456 gigawatt-hour, more than three times higher compared to the same quarter of last year, mainly due to similar generation but lower demand from customers. A portion of these sales were deducted from sales to free customers as a result of certain conditions incorporated in the new commercial agreements with Codelco. No spot market purchases were made during this quarter. The power generation breakdown in the third quarter of this year was characterized by a favorable hydrological condition, although there is a decrease compared to the same quarter of last year, and higher thermal generation with natural gas at a competitive cost compared to the same period of last year. Coal-fired generation during this quarter was 3% down than in the third quarter 2014, explained by lower dispatch from the CBEC, FIC. However, Santa Maria Unit 1 power plant had high availability of 91% during the quarter. Meanwhile, and given the system conditions, diesel generation was zero compared with the 216 gigawatt-hour in the third quarter of last year. In summary, the generation mix of this quarter allowed 87% of the company's commercial commitment to be supplied with efficient energy, meaning hydroelectricity and coal, higher than the 82% figure in the third quarter of last year. The remaining commitments were supplied with natural gas generation. Now, please continue to slide number 6 to analyze EBITDA for third quarter. First, revenues for third quarter this year total $337 million, down by 4% compared to the same period last year. The main reasons are, first, lower sales volume due to the termination of the two contracts mentioned before, CONAPE and Codelco in December 2014. Second, and this was partially offset by higher sales of energy and power in the spot market and a non-recurrent income of $21.5 million as a result of the insurance compensation for loss of profit due to the failure of Blanco Power Plant in January of last year. Then, raw materials at consumable use totaled $136 million, a 36% decrease compared to the same period in 2014, mainly explained by lower fuel costs of natural gas and diesel. Average thermal generation cost decreased by 45% compared to the same period of last year in response of lower fuel international prices and improved commercial conditions of natural gas supply. With all, EBITDA for this quarter increased 55% and EBITDA margin improved for this quarter reaching 54%, which positively compares to 33% figure in the same period of last year. Now let's move to slide number 7 for the non-operating income analysis. Non-operating income for this quarter recorded losses of $18 million, lower than the losses of $21 million in the third quarter 2014, mainly given by higher other income offset by higher expenses in the exchange rate difference line. This higher exchange rate difference expense is mainly explained by the negative effect of the increased volatility in the peso to dollar exchange rate in the third quarter 2015 on temporary balance sheet accounts in local currency, primarily receivables and payables accounts. The other non-operating income line registered the insurance compensation for physical damage associated with the failure in January 2014 of the Blanco power plant, amounting to $10.5 million. Now, moving into slide 8, the company recorded in this quarter a profit of $76 million, a threefold increase when compared to the profit of $18 million in the third quarter last year, mainly explained by higher EBITDA margins. Now, continuing with this conference call, please go to slide number 10, where Miguel will give you an update on the status of our growth opportunities.
Thank you, Maria Elena. Yes. As we mentioned before, we are searching for growth opportunities in Chile and other countries in the region, such as Colombia and Peru, in order to maintain a significant position in the power generation business and diversify our sources of income. Now, in terms of our local projects, in slide number 11, we announced that in December of last year, the construction of La Mina project. The construction and commissioning of the project is expected to last around 26 months, therefore starting commercial operations in 2017. Estimated CAPEX is approximately $130 million. La Mina qualifies as non-conventional rural energy mini hydropower plant, which contributes to Colbún's obligation to comply with the Law 2025 renewable requirements. In January of this year, the contractor responsible for executing the civil works started construction. During the second semester, main progresses are concrete setting up in various work fronts, the diffusers are mounted, and the Loma Alta transmission line contract was awarded and construction will begin shortly. Construction progress at the end of September of this year is according to schedule. Now, moving forward to slide 12, and regarding the San Pedro hydroelectric project, as we mentioned before, during last year, the necessary geological and technical studies needed to define the adjustments required by the engineering of the project concluded. In June of this year, the environmental impact study for the changes to the project was submitted, being initially accepted into process by the Environmental Assessment Service of Los Ríos region. However, in August of this year, the authority decided to early terminate the process due to lack of relevant and essential information. The decision was confirmed after the company filed an administrative appeal with new information. Notwithstanding the foregoing, the company is analyzing the observations from all public services in order to collect and prepare a timely response with technically founded information required by the authority. In parallel, we continue with a broad explicative and qualifying meeting processes plan with municipalities, communities, neighborhoods, regional authorities, and indigenous communities, among other stakeholders, in order to re-enter the project at the adequate opportunity. In terms of the grid adjustments, it's important to remember that the dam kept its original height and location, reservoir size remains the same, and that there's no alteration of the San Pedro River natural stream. Now, regarding our coal-fired Santa Maria II thermoelectric project of 350 megawatts of installed capacity, the company is analyzing the social, economic, and commercial dimensions of the project to timely start its development. Now, please go to slide number 14 to review some recent events. In September, a medium-term natural gas supply agreement was reached with ENAP for the 2016-2019 period. This contract, together with the existing medium-term contract with Metrogas, will allow the company to have a secure natural gas supply equivalent to a combined cycle operating on a full-year basis. Approximately energy volumes per year are shown at the chart in slide number 10. During the third quarter of this year, in the context of the open season process in which CNL Quintero tendered part of a regasification capacity associated with the expansion of the gas regasification terminal located at Quintero Bay, Colbún obtained a reserve capacity in the tender. The involvement of the company within the process is part of its long-term strategy of leveraging its natural gas facilities and contributes to provide competitive, secure, and sustainable energy. This concludes our third quarter of this year results review. Thanks for listening, and we're now open to answer your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you will... like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phone. If your question has been answered or you would like to withdraw your question, press star 2. Please press star 1 to begin. Your first question comes from Ezequiel Fernandez. Please proceed.
Hi, Miguel. Hi, Maria Elena. Congratulations on the results, and thank you for taking my question. The first thing I would like to ask is about the gas costs. They seem to be consistent with $8 per MMBTU at the plant gate. I wanted to know, at least the quarterly figure, I wanted to know if we did not consider any change in Henry Hub or oil indexes, is this still a number sustainable going forward? It's what we should be looking at on periods of low spot prices in Chile, or do we have any kind of one-time event there? Thank you.
So this is Miguel. Thank you for your question. As you know, and we've said during the call, we have secured a contract that started this year to get natural gas mainly from distribution companies. That gas is linked, as you mentioned, to some fuel prices indexers. I have to say first that there is no non-recurring effect affecting the gas prices for this quarter. And of course, the trajectory of that price depends on the trajectory of actual fuel prices.
Okay, thank you very much. And I guess that this agreement is the same thing for the next 3 to 4 years until 2019, and that it should not change on a yearly basis. The terms should be the same, right?
Yes, the agreements are basically very similar to ones existing this year.
Perfect. Thank you. The second question I have is related to if the LATAM M&A market for acquisitions, I mean, if you don't have readily available opportunities or if it's not attractive as you think, would you consider paying an extraordinary dividend, or, I mean, would you think about alternative uses for cash?
This is Miguel again. As mentioned, we are looking for opportunities in Chile and abroad. We are looking for those opportunities, and of course, depending on those opportunities is how we plan to spend our cash. At this time, we don't have plans to modify our dividend policy to the one that currently we have.
Okay, good. Thank you. And my last question would be related to the regasification capacity that you probably need to confirm on this. I wanted to know how optimistic are you about it, or, you know, PPA negotiations and LNG contracts negotiations were positively, and if you feel confident that you will reserve the Quintero capacity.
Hi, Inigo, this is Sebastian. I had a little bit. I didn't get fully your question. Could you reply, please?
Yes, sure. I meant it is my understanding that Boone needs to confirm the regasification capacity in the Quintero terminal by December. I wanted to know if you feel confident in actually taking the long-term contract for regasification, and how is it going, the negotiation for PPA and the LNG gas that you might need for that?
Okay, Inigo, okay. Well, we just mentioned that Colbún obtained a reserve regasification capacity in December for a 20-year term equivalent to one combined cycle operating full a year. That is translating to approximately 2,500 gigawatt-hour per year. From last September, we have been carrying out an international tender for supply for the existing combined cycles at the Nehuenco power plant. And first delivery day would be expected to be as close as possible with the commercial operation date of the Quintero terminal expansion. Okay?
Okay. That's perfect. That was clear. Thanks a lot, guys.
There are no additional questions.
So if there are no further questions, with this, we conclude this third quarter results conference call. Good afternoon to everyone and have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's conference. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect. Have a great day.